welcome to this podcast message from Kingdom Faith.
Morning, everybody. That's still really loud. Oh, you guys look amazing. Have you been here waiting for two Sundays for us to get back? That's really kind. Thanks, Andrew. That was great. We've had a really good couple of weeks, as I'm sure you have. And God has been doing some amazing things in our lives, hasn't he? Okay, nobody at all. Okay, just to remind you, God is alive, and so are you. God does stuff, and we do stuff. Some of you are nodding. Okay, that's good. And just over the last couple of weeks, we've had a tremendous time with family, with our natural family, with our blood family, and it's good to be back with this family. How many of you appreciate that it's great to be part of a family? There is a thing that God spoke to me many, many years ago, is that although you might not get this, is I used to be able to run really fast. Thanks. It's nice. Welcome for visiting. Everybody loves Antonia, don't they? Antonia's come up from Portsmouth to come and say hello. Nice to see you. Everybody wave at Antonia. I used to be able to run really fast. And when I gave my life to Jesus, he kind of didn't take away the ability to run fast, but he took away the reason why I wanted to run fast. It was usually away from someone or something. And what he began to communicate with me was that you can run really fast on your own, but you can run further with somebody else. So if you put those two things together, what I love about being part of the house, being part of the family of Christ, is that God wants you to run really fast, but he also wants you to run really far. That's the best shirt I've seen you wear all year, mate. That's amazing. Jesus wants you and he wants me to run really fast and to run really far. Now, I don't know if you've been watching some, a bit like Larry. Larry's a good man. I don't know if you've been watching any of the Paralympics. How many of you have been watching that? I've been so humbled by the guided sprint runners. Have you seen them? Where they're partially sighted, or they're totally have no sight at all. And they're running, but they're running, putting their trust with a piece of shoelace. Actually, somebody has a piece of shoelace. And on the other end of their shoelace is somebody else that runs with them. That's amazing, isn't it? So not only have they been training for 4 years, but they've been trusting for longer. And this kind of season that we're in as Kingdom Faith for this part of the year, the autumn, is God wants to release through you this morning a response. It's time for us as the house of faith to arise and respond to who God is and what God wants to do. God wants you to run fast today, but he also wants you to run far today. If you're here for the first time, you've come on a good day. You may not come back again, but let me guarantee this, you're going to run faster after you've heard this message than you may have been for your Christian life up until now. And you'll certainly run further because God wants to fuel your journey. Now, one of the things that was mentioned in prayer, and Judy didn't know this, is that God is a God of healing. And one of the messages that God has just been reminding us of, as a leadership, is that I am the Lord who heals you. I just love the reality that Jesus, when you read in the Gospels, when you read about Jesus in the Old Testament, never had a day off sick, ever. Have you noticed that? He never had a day off sick. He never had a moment when he had to say, sorry, Father, I'm too poorly. You'll have to get on without me. Or I've got a headache, or it's all too much. Jesus was health. He was healthy. He was alive. Hallelujah. With the life and the power of God. You still with me here? And what Jesus wants to remind you and remind me of, and what he wants to impress upon us, is that there is a healing grace available for you, but also through you. Worthing is sick. Now, it's not critical, it's just a statement of biblical truth. If you don't know Jesus, the Bible says you're sick. God doesn't want you sick. He didn't make you sick. He doesn't want to keep you sick, but we're sick. And as we've been reading Matthew as church together since the beginning of September, I love these chapters that we're in now. There's actually two scriptures that we're going to look at. They're going to come up on the screen behind me. If you haven't got your Bible, it's fine. One of them is from the Old Testament. The other one is what that looks like today. Because I'm just so pleased that we kind of, I don't know about you, but I was really engaging with God during the worship, where it was just, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. If you, I don't know if you were captured by that, whether you let God kind of into your heart at that moment. Maybe you were wondering, well, you know, I'm not used to this, or you know, I'm more used to being kind of led through a song and then stand up and sit down and stand up. I have no idea what your experience of your worship has been, but I hope that you experience the God in whom we worship this morning. Because we're not here to worship. We're here to worship God who heals. We're not here to come and praise the praise. We're here to come and praise Jesus, whose name is always worthy of praise. Do you understand that? So one of the Old Testament readings that we've been having as well is Psalm 8. And I'm just going to read the whole of Psalm 8. Psalm 8 says this, Lord, O Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. I think that's pretty cool. There is a majesty about the name of God, but there is healing in the majesty of God. What does that mean? It means God has the authority to heal. Does anybody in this room believe this at all? You're allowed to say amen or or whatever. Just respond, because one of the things that God challenged my heart with, and I'm going to challenge you with because you're in the room with me, is that faith demands a response. Part of the reason why Worthing is still sick, maybe part of the reason why we're still sick, is because we haven't responded. And it may be, just may be, that we haven't responded because we don't think God wants to deal with us, or we think we're too much of a problem, or we think we've had the problem too long, or whatever. But let me tell you that God, there is majesty in the name of God over the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens through the praise of children and infants. You've established a stronghold against your enemies. God's enemies are our enemies. But his victory is our victory. Woohoo! Hallelujah! I'm so thankful that I don't have to fight. I just celebrate the fought battle that was won. And we had that refrain during the worship time. And again, I was just kind of engaging with God. I was like, God, what does that mean? Show me what that means again. And suddenly Pete came, it is finished, it is done. And immediately a rest came within my soul. But a fight arose up in my spirit. Hushikai, hallelujah. There is nothing I can do. I can just rest in all he has done. I couldn't just go, oh, Jesus, that is great. Thank you so much. Make me feel really glory glowy on a Sunday. Trouble is with too many of us as Christians is that we live too much in the dressing, in the cabinet that's got all of the precious china in it. And it only comes out on special occasions. No, God wants to heal you today. Healing is not for the special occasions. Healing is reflective of the nature of God himself. I just love this psalm. We're just going to read this real quick. I'll try not to comment on it. I'm so excited. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, who or what is man that you're mindful of him? I have no idea. I just want to encourage you with this, is that God thinks about you. But what does he think about you? He thinks good things about you. He thinks you're all right. He thinks you're going to make it. He thinks if you're going to fail, he will stop you from falling. Failures don't fall if their trust is in God. Maybe you need healing from a sense of, I'm just never going to make it. Can I just agree with you? You never will. Which is why Jesus said you don't have to. I made it. You just trust in me and I'll make you make it too. Nobody in this room is going to make it. In fact, can I just encourage you to stop trying to make it? When we make it, we make a mess. But if we trust in God, the mess becomes a message. Some of you have come here and part of your sickness is just, oh, I'm just never going to make it. I'm never good enough. You're right. You never will and you never will be. But put your trust and faith in Jesus, who is the healer. Oh, well, I don't know. Well, let's just read on a little bit. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You've made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, or flocks and herds. I don't know how many of you have got flocks and herds. Maybe you have. And the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea, and all that swim in the paths of the seas. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. I just love the fact that this psalm starts with that and finishes with that, because it makes you and I realize that the Lord is the Lord of your part of the earth too. He isn't just Lord here. He's Lord where you make him Lord. He's Lord in Stenning and in Worthing and in East Durrington and in Rustington and in Horsham and in Stenning and in Lancing. He is Lord where you make him Lord. Has anybody got the faint side of what I'm talking about here? Over here, Stuart's got it. You've got it, haven't you, mate? Yeah, he has. And another psalm, which again is in this season that we're reading now, because this fuels faith. Because nothing in that psalm talks about us. That's a good psalm. I don't know whether you've found this, but in the mornings, if you spend too much time looking at the mirror, you don't have a great day. Which is why I like that reading that Dan came out with. Because that mirror won't tell you the truth. The mirror's the Bible. Have a look at you in the mirror of the Word. But we've got to respond. And this thing is in my heart. God wants us to respond. In Psalm 9, it says this. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. Say all. There's a challenge there. Were we doing that? All means that there isn't anything left for anything else. All means I've got to do something. Yes, but we're doing it in response to, not as a reward of. Man, I worship Jesus because I can see who he is. Not because I want an extra sticker. But man, I want to give Jesus everything because he's worth everything. I want to give Jesus more than I have before, because if I'm still holding something back, I must be holding it back for me. Jesus says, no, don't hold anything back. He never held anything back for you. Don't hold anything back for him. Give him everything. Some of you may get a bit disturbed by this. I was until I kind of got my head around it. Is if you find a time of praise and worship too loud, make more noise. It's counterculture. Because while you're still listening to what's going on around you, you're not giving everything. You're reflecting somebody else's. So can I just suggest that you might not like this, but I found this to be true. If it's all a bit too loud, make more noise so you hear your own heart. Make more noise so it resonates outside of your own heart. Because I've been in both of these. I've been in kind of quiet services. I can have quiet times. But in quiet times, something's still happening. When God's around, something's always happening. Two of three agreed, something's happening. So when we're in our praise and worship, and it's a bit like, oh, make more noise than the sound that you can hear. Because it may be that like the deaf people in Matthew, we've got to make a noise above the sound of our experience. Lord, have mercy. We've got to make a cry that's louder than the, oh no, oh no. No, no, we've got to say, oh God, help me, set me free. Lord, I know you can and I know you want to. Are you still with me here? It may be that some of you have come in and maybe your world is loud, maybe your world is noisy, maybe your world is trying to encourage you to just sit in the corner and take what comes. That's a faith, but it's not the Christian faith, there's another one. It is what it is. Que sera, sera. Grace Kelly sung it. She had no idea. It's Doris Day, thank you. I'm too young to remember. Whoever it was, and it was a lady. Sorry? I was only one out. God doesn't want you and me just to put up with our lot. when He has given us a lot more. But sometimes the sound is our response. Oh God, I need you. It's not just standing there saying, oh, I hope something happens. Make something happen. Ask, seek, and knock. Oh God, I know there's a door there, and I know the other side of that door is tremendous wealth and blessing. I've read my Bible for 50 years, and now it's there. But God, you're going to have to force me. Come on, I want it. God, give it to me. God, I know you can, and I know you will. Let's not be the humble mumble. Well, God's all right. He does everything with everybody else, but no, no, come on. Ask God. I know you can do it for me. I know you want to do it for me. Hallelujah. Endless ruin has overtaken my enemies. This is still in Psalm 9. The Lord reigns forever. He has established his throne. I like that. And if you think that that's probably a good thing. For some of you, I don't know, maybe your life is just pressing hard upon you. Maybe you've got a history of sickness. Maybe your family has had a history of sickness. Maybe your household has got a history of sickness. Well, let me just tell you that God wants to press into your history with his history. He wants to press into your now with his now. And he wants to change your tomorrow to his tomorrow, which is one of life and health and freedom. That's what Jesus wants to do. Hallelujah. We haven't got the time. I wish we had, but you're going to need to read. This is good. Because God wants to fuel your journey. You need to start reading through Matthew chapter 8, if you haven't already. Where just in the first verse it says, you can make me clean. And immediately he was made clean. Say immediately. That doesn't mean he had to wait. Jesus was waiting for him to respond. As soon as he responded, Jesus responded. And immediately the leper was cleaned. Then in verse 8 and in verse 13 it was said, just say the word and they will be healed. Guess what? Jesus just spoke, and it says in verse 13, and at that very moment, they were healed. Jesus doesn't care who comes to him, as long as they don't come with a sense of, oh, Jesus hates me. He doesn't want to do anything for me. Why would he bother with me? Jesus doesn't respond to people like that. Normally he says, who do you think I am? Why do you think I came? I came that you would have life. Say life.
Life.
Life and life in all its fullness. And all these people, these characters, they just came and Jesus said, Jesus, I need some help. And I know you can help me. And he did. Then we read on again. It's still in chapter 8. In verse 15, mother-in-law. So we don't have any jokes there. Verse 15, he touches the mother-in-law and immediately sickness goes. How many of you have got sick? No, we won't ask that question. In verse 32, there was somebody that had years and years and years of being plagued by lies and torment, and just sense of just a whole spirit of heaviness and poverty. The Bible says that he was possessed by a demon. Jesus just said one little word, go! Just say go.
Go!
All right, I'll see you later. We'll set the alarm off again. Go! And instantly, there was a release. I have no idea. Maybe some of you have been waiting for some spiritual chariots to come over the sea, come over Worthing Pier and come up the Esplanade and come and visit your door and say, hello, I'm here now. Can I just suggest for some of you, you just need two letters. Go! Because in those words are life and health itself. Man, this guy had been troubling for years and years and years, and Jesus said, go. That's it. Let me go on in chapter 9. Man, this bloke couldn't even get there on his own. The confidence of his friends brought him into the right situation. You might have come this morning with a friend. I have no idea. Hopefully you'll leave with some friends. All I know is if you bring people into the right place where God is, Jesus will move. Jesus wants to move in the next few minutes. We're going to go over time a little bit this morning. Am I bothered? No. Because it's more important for Jesus to heal people for me to have me dinner. Thank you. Some of you might be thinking, oh, I need to get home. Don't miss God this morning. He's here in the house this morning. He's here for you this morning. He is the Lord of health and life this morning. Some of you might be blind. Some of you might be a bit slow to hear him. But Jesus wants to make you well this morning. In verse 20 and 22, long-term sickness again was touched and changed from that moment. In verse 25, death was led out the room by the hand. I love that. Jesus rocks up. There's all the professional mourners and wailers. And Jesus says, that's not the right sound. Because in those days, as a part of a display of wealth, they would hire in mourners. And they sounded horrible. They sounded like I do in the bath sometimes. But worse. They professional mourned and moaned. And they could cry on demand. And they could weep. And there's snot and grot everywhere. And then they'd take their shekels and go to the next one. That's what they did. And Jesus went in the room and said, no, that's the wrong sound. She's not dead, she's just asleep. It wasn't the sound of, it was the sound of, he said, no, that's the wrong sound. She's not dead. You're in the wrong place. Go where the dead people are. That's why he got rid of them. Maybe for some of you, you're kind of in the right house, but the house doesn't sound right. Maybe there's too much TV, too much doom gloom. Maybe there's too much woulda, coulda, shoulda coming into your hearing. Maybe there's just too much of you've had your day, it's gone. Maybe there's too much of, well, God will use everybody else apart from you. Maybe God is saying, is you're just an idiot. Why would I have no idea what's in the sound of your room. All I know is that the sound of life does not sound like the sound of death. Jesus said, leave, you're not needed any longer. And they left. And he just touched this little girl, and immediately death was led out by the hand. You might have a long-term, short-term, recurring sickness. You might have a cycle of sickness. I don't really care. This morning, Jesus is going to lead it out by the hand. This morning, Jesus is going to touch what is trying to kill you, and he's going to kill it. Because that's what Jesus does. He destroys death and sickness. Hallelujah. The blind man never saw it coming. Sorry. Verse 29, the blind man never saw it coming. He just knew how to call on mercy. And sometimes we can't see how it's going to resolve. We can't see where it's going to go. Sometimes we can't see how it's going to work out. We can't see how it's all going to stack up. We just know that the Lord of mercy is the Lord of health. Is that God will never allow you to get what you deserve. He'll always give you what you don't, which is grace. Because actually, we don't deserve anything. We don't deserve Jesus. We don't deserve eternal life. We don't deserve a hope. Andrew's mentioned hope 4 times already. I know he's a man full of hope. We don't deserve it, which is why Jesus gives it to us. It's mercy. And in his mercy, he heals. He's going to heal some of you in the next few minutes. Hope you're ready for it. Some of you aren't. Some of you are just going to get healed anyway because God's just bigger than your lack of confidence in God because your friends brought it. Some of you are just going to get healed anyway. Maybe you don't even know Jesus this morning. He knows you. Maybe you don't even like Jesus. He loves you. Maybe you thought Jesus' healing ministry died a couple of thousand years ago. He's not bothered about your theology. He's alive and he's here this morning. Ha! I'm excited. The mute didn't say a thing. And when they could, you couldn't shut them up. This is all in Matthew. This is all Psalm 8 and Psalm 9. What does it look like? The blind didn't see it coming. The mute, when Jesus healed him, you couldn't shut them up. I think as church, we've got to engage with some of this. It's time for us to declare to Worthing, there is a God who loves you and can heal you. There is a Savior who died for you and rose for you. It's time, my friends. Some of you might have come from other churches. We love you, but I love Jesus more. Some of you might be just coming to visit to check us out. We check you out too. Why? Because Kingdom Faith is a vibrant house. We're here to make a noise. We're here to carry something of the passion and the faith of Jesus to a dying and a lost world. We're not here just to have a good or a great or an indifferent Sunday. We're here to change the world that God's put us into. That's why you and I are here. We were praying this morning for God to fill up the empty seats. I'm sitting there thinking, God, speak to the ones that are on them to fill up the one next to them. I'm not praying for God just to open up a hole in the ceiling and drop a body down my wife. I mean, it'd be great. That'd be amazing. We get a telly and a book out of that. What I'm praying is, God, let us be the mouthpiece. Let us be the sight and the ears and the mouth of Jesus. Let us talk about God is alive and he's for you. He's not against you. We sang it. Every single encounter that people had in Matthew 6, 7, 8, and 9, they couldn't stand with their hands in their pockets. Something had to happen. They either had to come in the middle of the night, or they had to come in the middle of the day, or they just had to come with their friends, or they just had to shout, or they just had to respond, or they just had to break through the crowd of history and the crowd of medical analysis. And just everybody had to do something. And Jesus more than matched what they did. If they said, just say the word, he said the word. If they thought, I'll just touch him, they just touched him. If they just said, just come, he just... Jesus will match you, but when he does it, it's different. Let's all stand up, shall we? We haven't got the time to talk about the turning point in the book of Matthew, but the turning point in the book of Matthew is, for me, is chapter 10, and we're really way past it. Jesus gives a very good example of what he can do. And then he says to people like you and me right now, you get on with it. That's what Matthew chapter 10 is about. He says, right, you go. But don't just go out with a song of mourning. But you know, have a song of rejoicing. Don't just go out saying, oh, woe, woe, woe is the city. You need to be a song of, hey, city, have you heard the good news? Don't go around all your sick mates saying, oh, there, there, there. You need to be saying, come, come, come. I know someone that can make you well. Let's pray. Sickness is not just physical. You understand that, right? It's emotional, psychological, as well as in our spirit, the thing that makes us who we are. Jesus came to heal us completely. If you can, just close your eyes. It does all go dark, but nobody here is afraid of the dark. But in Matthew chapter 10, Jesus says this, I'm sending you. If you're a Christian, if you know Christ, then, man, I tell you, this is one of the most powerful pieces of the Bible that we're probably not doing. We rock them on a Sunday. We give our offering. That's great. Actually, Jesus doesn't need your money. He wants you. And maybe some of us just need healing in our confidence. Maybe some of us just need healing in our sense of identity. Can God use me? Can I turn that around the other way? Why wouldn't he use you? He uses me. God is the God of why not? Why not? But I never hear from God. Why not? Do you pray? Do you spend time with God? Maybe some of your healing needs to be in how you reprioritize how you use your time. Well, I've got all this. Okay, all right. And yet all these individuals found time in their life to go to Jesus and say, help me. Heal me. Touch me. Speak to me. See, if you find time, he uses it. Matthew 10 says, go out. Sent out to drive out. He goes on in 11 that there's an advancing force called the kingdom of God. That's what Worthing needs. It doesn't need loads more churches. It needs the kingdom. It doesn't need loads of this and loads of that. It needs to see what the kingdom looks like. Andrew reminded us of it at the beginning, just some of it. The kingdom is about where people find their freedom. They're healed. People that are lame in whatever way are made well and they walk properly. People that are deaf in whatever way that means can hear. People that are blind in whatever way can see. Let me tell you, God has impressed this upon us to such a degree that in just over 1 month's time, we've got a whole 48-hour crusade in our town, which we're calling Heal Worthing. and we're expecting hundreds of people to get their miracle. But let me tell you, God isn't waiting until the 1st and the 2nd of October. He wants to release a miracle now. He wants to release it through you today. But we are so convinced that it's time for the church to arise and declare, God wants to heal you. He wants to set you free. It is not about what am I going to get out of it. It's about God. You get everything out of it. You get all the attention. You get all the praise. You get all the glory. You get all the honor. You get all the satisfaction. You get all the plaudits. Jesus, you get what you need to get out of it. Just lift up our hands, shall we, over the room. I know we can all do that. Man, if you've got shoulder pain, break through it right now. It's only temporary. Maybe some of you are like, oh, I'm not used to standing up this long. Break through it. It's only temporary. The body is just a tent. Your spirit fills it. Your spirit is not temporary. It's eternal. If you know Jesus Christ and you've received the Holy Spirit, man, you haven't just been made for today. You've been made for every day. Every day now and every day from now. You've been made for eternal things. If you don't know Jesus Christ, if you were to walk out this room and suddenly die, God forbid for whatever reason, and you weren't sure whether you go up or down, make sure you know you're going to heaven, beloved. Give your life to Jesus today. Recognize, oh God, I need to be healed from myself. I need to be saved from myself. I need to be set free from myself. Lord Jesus, please do that. And he will. That's the greatest miracle you'll ever have, is that Jesus took a miserable sinner like you and me and made a saint out of us. That is the greatest miracle ever recorded in the whole Bible, is Jesus takes somebody who was nothing and makes somebody who's somebody out of them. That is a tremendous miracle of God's grace. And if you know Christ, you are a miracle. Father, I want to thank you right now for your Holy Spirit. Man, we don't want to go without the power of God. We don't want to go without the faith in God. I don't know where your faith is, my friends. My faith is in Jesus. You said it, you do it. My faith is in, I've seen you, I know what you can do. My faith is, I'm just going to turn up and see what you do. But I want to get involved with it. These hands are healing hands. This is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Father, I want to thank you for fresh grace for this week. This week, you will do wonders and miracles through our hands. You will do miracles and wonders through our words. We want to see people freed from years of hostility and bondage just with a simple word. We want to see people free from that sense of inadequacy and negativity just because of words. So please anoint our words. Anoint our voice. Man, we want to be the singers of our town. We want to be in the choir over our city. That there is a hope and his name is Jesus. Is anybody in the room? I've got the slightest idea of what I'm talking about. I tell you, don't wait until next Sunday. Have your Sunday service tomorrow. Have it again on Tuesday. Have a praise session on Wednesday. Have a worship time on Thursday. Have a healing meeting on Saturday. Have another one on Sunday. Have a salving line on a Monday. You don't need an altar. You are an altar. Father, I thank you right now for the Holy Spirit to come upon everyone who is responding to you right now. I thank you for fire on the inside of our lives. A fire to see eyes opened and ears opened. Bodies made whole. People who have had long-term and short-term diseases freed because of the power of God. I thank you that this week there is life and there is health running over the face of Worthing and the surrounding area. I thank you for lives transformed. Marriages turned the right way up. Workplaces invaded with the life and the health of Jesus Christ. Now, let me tell you, my friends, we have to respond. It doesn't just happen because we get shaky, shaky. It happens when we go out to be shaken. We haven't got time to go into that now. Maybe we'll talk about that in the next couple of Sundays. But Father, I want to thank you for healing. If you need healing at all, if you've got pain in your body, and I don't, it doesn't matter where it is. It's not that it doesn't matter. It's that it doesn't matter. Jesus is the pain killer. He's the pain killer. Just take it. Jesus, thank you that you took my pain. Jesus, this pain does not belong to me. It belongs to you, and I thank you that you take it from me right now. Jesus was tormented so that we could live free. Every pain in the joints, in the bones, even pain in your heart, pain in your head, I've taken your pain. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. I want that. I'm taking that. That belongs to me. That belongs to me. I'm having that. That's going. Don't carry it anymore, because I carry it for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Arthritis, I break your power over people's lives in the name of Jesus. Inflammation, seizure in the joints, I break that power right now in the name of Jesus. You shall not advance, you shall leave these bodies in the name of Jesus. Every cancer, I curse you, cancer. You must shrink, you must leave, you must die right now in the name of Jesus. I declare the healing power of Christ over you, the big C. Cancer is not the big C. Christ is the big C. And we declare the healing power of Christ over you in the name of Jesus. You just need to receive it. If that's you, just, yeah, Lord, that's me. Thank you, Jesus. I'm receiving that mercy right now. I'm receiving that power right now. I'm receiving health right now. Man, your body might be screaming at you. Shut up. Sit down. No, it's not you. Then you need to make a more of a noise. Jesus, I thank you, it's me. I thank you, that's mine. I thank you, you're here for me. Your body might be saying, oh, you've had me so long. Shut up. You're leaving. Close the door behind you. You don't belong here. Don't own sickness. It doesn't own you. Jesus owns it. He took our sicknesses. Father, I want to thank you for a healthy, vibrant, life-filled, life-giving week ahead of us. I thank you for life over our marriages, over our singleness, over our parenting, over our workplace, over our marketplace, over our church place life. I thank you for health and life and energy to press in us and through us in these days for the glory and for the honor of Jesus. We thank you for life over Worthing. We speak life over Worthing right now in the name of Jesus. We declare you shall not die, you shall live. You shall live. Anybody else agree? Anybody else got faith for that? Come on, just declare it over Worthing. You shall. You shall live. Oh, you shall live. You shall live. Just wait just for a few seconds. Everyone who asks is heard. God does not disqualify the one that asks. He doesn't disqualify the one that knocks. And he doesn't disqualify the one that seeks. Everyone who asks is heard. Everyone who asks, God responds to. He comes, he moves, he touches, he gets involved, he transforms, and then he sends. That's the flow, if you like, of Matthew 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11. Let's just paraphrase it. What I have received, I give. I've received Psalm 8. I've received Psalm 9. Now it's time to give it away. Let's just give the Lord some praise and thanks, shall we? Come on, let's give him some glory. Come on, we can give it a little bit more than that. Hallelujah. We praise you, we exalt you, we glorify you. Hallelujah. Just have a seat just for a minute. As you're sitting down, just turn to the person next to you and say, ask them, what have you received from the Lord this morning?
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.